You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com.
We live? I guess so. I haven't done this in a while, so I don't know what's going on.
It says leave.
Leave?
Yeah, we are leave.
We are leave. Welcome to Purenintendo KoopaCast. I guess technically it's 61, but I have hijacked the KoopaCast with Matthew, so I get to do what I want. So this is KoopaCast episode 1,783.
Mm-hmm. My God, I can't believe we've come this far, guys. We really have.
It's been a great journey.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about stuff and things, because once again, I get to do what I want.
He's gone mad with power.
Yeah.
But I'll let you, I'm joined by these two fine gentlemen, my favorite Purenintendo staff members. I can say that because no one else is here.
You hear that, Matt?
I'm showing up.
I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
I'm Justin Sharp.
Are we just saying our names, or are we also doing, like, you know,
life story? I do stuff on the magazine sometimes. So.
I do stuff and things.
Yeah.
I'm Tristan Myman, and I also do stuff and things. And I'm okay at video games. I'm not good. I'm just kind of eh.
On and off, that reminds me of a new saying that we have at work, is people ask us, hey, what are you up to? We're up to stuff and things. You know, the important stuff. People go, oh. That's good. Yeah, you know.
Like the most basic answer you can give.
Uh-huh. But anyway, I guess we can start talking about something neat released recently.
Yes.
This is neat. Yeah. The new 3DS.
It's so new.
Was it capitalized N or lowercase N?
Lowercase.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's weird.
Nintendo doesn't like to shout.
Okay, go on. So I think Tristan's played it. I don't have it because I was too lazy to pre-order it, and I can't find it now.
All I've got is my 3DS XL, the red one. It's stupid now. Garbage.
And what do you think of it, Justin?
I think it's great. Yeah, we were talking before the KoopaCast, but this is actually the first system that I got any sort of limited edition. I've always been an early adopter, and pretty much every Nintendo launch, they haven't had like a special edition at the launch. I mean, there's maybe been a couple instances, but for the most part at the launch, they have just kind of some standard colors. And so I end up, you know, I want to get it as soon as it comes out. So I just, you know, get the basic red or black GameCube. I had a white Wii. I have the black Wii U. Even though the Zelda Wii U was tempting, I was tempted to sell my Wii U.
That's right, I remember you were talking about that, the cash it in. I'm like, dude, yeah. Come on, it's cool, but it's just got little graphics on it.
Yeah, it does look pretty cool, but part of the problem then was they didn't have a transfer process. You couldn't transfer one Wii U to the next, but I think now they have that. You can transfer from Wii U to Wii U, like the 3DS, But yeah, the system's great. I like the screens. I guess I had the XL before, so it's not a big change. But the 3D is amazing. It's much improved, and it works great in, you know, low light situations, highlight. I mean, it follows and does the face tracking really well. It uses an infrared camera, And occasionally in the camera, you can see like this red dot shining at you, like the Terminator's eyes. So it's a little disconcerting, but other than that, it's cool. The C-Stick is pretty cool. It's just like those eraser nubs that they used to have on the old school laptops for, for mice. It looks like you can kind of push it in more than you actually can. It's pretty rigid. So you're kind of just like, you know, barely pushing it around. It does have some analog feel to it. So it's not just like, you know, super inaccurate. But when I was playing the Codename Steam demo, I was telling James, I did feel like I wanted a little bit more control over the aiming than what I had with just with the C-Stick. So I don't think it's like a, you know, super, you know, great solution for getting rid of like a Circle Pad Pro. So for those people who still want like the original form factor, the smaller 3DS with that Circle Pad Pro, I still like having a second circle pad rather than the nub C-Stick. So I'm hoping with whatever their new system is, I'm sure with the, you know, Nintendo 4DS or HDS or whatever they call it, it'll have two circle pads, and that I'll be happy then, because then, I mean, at this point we're just like in this intermediary stage, and so it'll be nice when that gets to that point. But other than that, it's great. I think it's definitely worth the upgrade.
How was it transferring your data from your 3DS XL to the new one?
Oh, you had to ask about that.
Oh, great.
Well, it probably took about an hour.
Wow.
Maybe 45 minutes or something. I think Katie and I were watching some movie, and it was like about half the movie. I would say it's like 45 minutes.
What do you got? You got like what, 2-3 games downloaded on there? Only about that much?
No.
You don't have a lot of games at all, do you?
I had a ton of games. I'm one of the weird ones. I'm all digital. With a Nintendo system, people are like shaking their heads.
Some collector you are, and also the man with all the Zelda posters in the back.
Yeah, well, I like posters. Yeah, I don't take up much space, but yeah, it's nice with the digital approach on 3DS because I always have the games with me. I don't have to, you know, carry all my games around. And
yeah, that's true. Like Majora's Mask on this and Smash Brothers, I actually prefer the digital because I know I'm always going to want to play them.
Yeah, it's super handy. It's like, oh, I just want to play some Mario 3D Land. Oh, let's switch over to Mario Kart, and you don't have to switch out a game card. So, but I do like the convenience of that. The one thing that I did the PC transfer. So what it does is it transfers first all of your save games, all of the data about your, you know, the wireless networks, anything you have stored on the system that's a part of your profile. Your theme and all of that stuff. And that transferred in, I don't know, probably 5 minutes. That didn't take very long. The thing that took longer was the PC transfer. So you basically take the SD card that you have in the old 3DS, you plug it into the computer, copy everything off onto desktop, unplug that, and take the micro SD card from the new 3DS and put it into your computer. And then you copy everything onto that. So it works out pretty well because all of the data, all the save games, all that stuff is stored on the internal system memory. So you're not overwriting anything. That was one thing that was kind of confusing to me because I was like, wait a minute, do I just copy the whole 3DS directory from the SD card to the new micro SD? And they're like, yep. And when I looked in the 3DS directory on the micro, there wasn't anything in there. So.
Well, at least transferring is easy because, you know, that's what it was when I even just transferring, like moving up to an SD card size, it was just as simple as, yeah, took everything off one card, put in a new one, put it on there, slapped it in my 3DS, and I was like, okay, yeah, you got more room. Like it was super simple, and that's one thing I do like. But I guess it does make sense that the process would take a little bit longer, concerning also, again, you have many, many actually full-fledged titles downloaded on there.
Yeah, I had there was about 16 gigabytes that I've
on
there. So
yeah,
almost half of the 32 gig card that I have.
Yeah, yeah. So, but at least transfer was easy. Mm-hmm. Have you played any older games that once required a circle pad pro, like Kid Icarus Uprising. Have you played that using the new C-Stick?
I actually haven't. I played Monster Hunter 4, and that's a big advantage, having the C-Stick. Before, when I was doing my review for the game, I was going to wait to play it with the new 3DS, but I was like, well, I'll go ahead and get it out there and since the game was launching, but it definitely helps having the C-Stick. I mentioned it in my review that I didn't have the C-Stick. I was using the they have like a virtual D-pad on the touchscreen when you're playing without the C-Stick.
Never seen that, yeah.
And it works, but it's just not ideal. Like you're kind of holding the system weird to have your thumb all the way on the screen. So it's a lot nicer to have the C-Stick for that.
Here's one thing. For Majora's Mask, obviously you've been playing probably Majora's Mask on the 3DS, on the new one.
I haven't yet. I haven't picked it up yet.
Wait a minute. So you got the Majora's theme one, right?
Yes.
And it didn't come with it?
No. Uh-uh.
That is weird. I thought it came like with it pre-downloaded. That is strange.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought that too. Because they're like, oh, special edition, you know, it should come with the game.
Yeah, totally.
And I was bummed that it didn't come pre-installed, but it was still the $199. The only new 3DS that came bundled with the game was the Monster Hunter one, and it was $229.
Right.
So it was $30 more. Granted, you get like a $40 discount, because I think Monster Hunter 4 is $40 by itself.
Right.
But you also kind of get the shaft, because we saw this on someone who was commenting on the Monster Hunter review. They said that they got the Monster Hunter Special Edition, but there's also supposed to be a theme that you can download for free for your 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
But if you got the limited edition, since it's a discount, since the game's only $30 and comes pre-installed, you don't get the code to redeem for that free theme in the eShop.
Huh, that's weird.
And so I was like, well, that's kind of, you know, I mean, because the theme's, it's probably only like $2 or $3. I haven't looked what the price is, but it's like, really, you know, it's $10 off for the game, and you're really not going to give those people the
little $2 couch change kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was, I mean, like, why, if they can preload the game, why can't you preload a theme?
Yeah. Like, because how cool would it be to open up your Monster Hunter theme, new 3DS XL, and then you're like, oh, wow, I have this awesome theme.
Yep.
Kind of thing, so.
Yeah, I thought that would have, I almost assumed that. I was like, hey, you know, you get the Monster Hunter 3DS, the game comes pre-installed, why not have the theme there? But
totally.
Apparently not.
Did you ever, now here's one thing I actually did not, I'm sorry I have so many questions.
No, this is good.
Yeah, here, let me ask. Just in mind, if you're Nintendo, I have another question for you. it was the shoulder buttons, because there's two new ones. There's a ZL and a ZR, and I'm trying to think, like, even on, for Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, I'm thinking, again, everyone watching, all two of you, this is still just a regular one, so I don't have an extra shoulder button, but at the same time, I'm thinking, well, what good would they be? What would they even be used for? Did you ever notice the wow, it's great to have these extra shoulder buttons when playing Monster Hunter or something like that?
Yeah, well, I haven't really found much use for them yet. I did notice that browsing the my games, if I press the ZL and ZR, it moves the pages on the 3DS.
Well, that's convenient.
So that's nice. And it's very reminiscent of the Wii U gamepad, because the Wii U gamepad, if you guys know it, you press the ZR and ZL triggers, and it moves the pages on there. So very interesting. Kind of alludes to maybe eventually, a 3DS operating system and the Wii U operating system are already pretty similar UI-wise.
Right. Absolutely.
I could see them, you know, with the next system having the same OS, and I think they've alluded to that, you know, it's going to be built on the same architecture, same OS, same UI, same everything. That way they can have games on each platform.
Yeah. I just hope between that time that the Wii U can actually have downloadable themes like the 3DS, because, I mean, that's just the personal can of worms I'm not going to open, but I'm getting tired of that just blank Wii U screen. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Give me some variety.
I know. It seems like the Wii U should have gotten themes by now. I imagine we'll get them this year at some point.
I mean, guys, let's say, I mean, how cool would a Zelda Wii U or a Star Fox Wii U theme would be. I mean,
It'd be pretty.
Yeah, it'd be pretty slick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what about you, James?
Well, I guess the big question is, like, if someone has a 3DS XL, is it worth upgrading or getting the new 3DS?
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's a good question. Yeah, because the XL, you're not getting much benefit on the screen size. So if you already have the XL, you know, it's going to be the same screen size, and which is great. I mean, the bigger screens I've enjoyed since moving from the original, but I don't know if it's as necessary of an upgrade. I would say if you have an original 3DS, I would say the new 3DS is a no-brainer just because of all of the stuff you get with it. The improved 3D, the C-stick, the extra buttons, the bigger screens. I mean, there's a lot that you get for moving from the original. I still think, though, the 3D is compelling enough even to upgrade from the XL. Because the improved 3D really is awesome. I was talking to Kevin, and he said he hasn't turned his 3D off yet since getting his
new Kevin got one?
Yeah. Nice. And he upgraded from an original one. So he's obviously loving the bigger screen, too. But he said it's just, he's like, oh, I'll keep it on when the menus are on and, you know, hopping into a game. And I mean, because before, sometimes I would turn the 3D off, like, you know, if I was looking at it at a weird angle or I was, you know, booting into another game or something.
Oh, totally.
But now it's very rare that I lose the 3D with the new 3DS. You really have to get it, like, more than 4 feet away from your eyes. You know, and really pivot it around to lose the effect. So
it's pretty. Now, if I'm mistaken, like, I know you're talking about the screen size. Or is it the screen size? Like, what? I think it said, like, what, 10-16% bigger? It's like not even, like, because when I looked at it, I was like, I'm not really seeing a difference in terms of, like, a larger screen. Like, it's, if it is larger, it's like on a very tiny level.
Yeah, well, I don't, between the XL and the new 3DS XL, it should be the same screen size, I think.
Oh, okay.
The regular 3DS to the new 3DS, the small one, the one that America didn't get, that one, the screen is a little bit bigger. So they did, if you get that base 3DS, if you're in UK, Australia, Europe, wherever, anywhere but America, and you get that regular size one, the screens are a little bigger than the original 3DS. So,
okay.
But I still think, I don't know, after playing, like, Monster Hunter 4 and some of these bigger, more expansive games, I think the bigger screen is just a whole lot nicer. And I know portability is important for, you know, some people who are still on the go, but for me, I play my handheld most of the time at my house, so.
Same.
You know, it's rare that I'm playing it on the go anywhere, so.
Yeah. Also, you were talking about reasons for people to get a new Nintendo 3DS XL, James. Two words. Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah,
that's true.
That is enough of a reason to warrant to pick it up.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that would be a launch title, too. I mean, granted, Majora's Mask and Monster Hunter 4 are pretty big in and of themselves to launch a system. So, but the fact that it's only available for the new one, that would have been, like, you know, just another, you know, kick to get people on board to upgrade, but I mean, it's coming out soon. Was it April 10 or something?
Yeah, it's coming out in April, which also I do believe that is the same month that Xenoblade Chronicles X will be releasing in Japan, I believe.
Yes, yes.
So, the only person I know that currently has that pre-downloaded is from Nintendo Domination, Tillman.
Yep, yeah.
Because he posted a video of it already pre-downloaded on his Japanese Wii U, and I'm thinking, man, why are you torturing yourself with it, knowing that, hi, yeah, I'm right here. It's like, you want to play me? Oh, nope, sorry, not yet.
Yeah, well, it's kind of cool they did the preload so far in advance because it's so big. They said it's like 22 gigs or almost 23 gigs.
Right.
And that's just the download size. I think it expands when it actually installs. It's like 25 gigs or something.
Just add water.
Yeah, yeah, it gets bigger, like those little foam dinosaurs.
Yeah,
but maybe like 5% bigger.
Yeah, Either way, I'm super excited for that game.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess moving on to another topic, because I get to do what I want.
Yeah.
Yay!
We had the investor meeting. Was it this week? Yes, it was this week. It was Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be 2 weeks ago, but our water got sick, so they postponed it. Mm-hmm. I like these investor meetings, even though it's a lot to cover.
That's right, because you were like really into that, right? You're really into like sales numbers and stuff.
Yeah, but they also have a lot of good information in it.
Yeah, true.
Like one of the things is NES Super Nintendo demos.
Hmm. Wait, what?
You didn't see that with Amiibos? Yeah. Use Amiibo and you tap.
Oh, yeah, no, I did see that. At first, I don't know why my mind went to, wait, they're going to release actually good NES, SNES Virtual Console games? And maybe on this? Because, you know, they could do that and that would be awesome, but moving on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that was, I don't know. I am still not sold on these Amiibos, guys. I really am not.
Amiibo cards?
Or just, like... Amiibos in general, like I'm just, it's just like the figurines look cool and all, but you can only do so much with them, and is it really worth that extra cash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, I have two Amiibo. I've got Mario and Link, and I'll probably end up getting Bowser, but I'm really just getting like my favorite characters. But yeah, I'm with you. They haven't really done enticed as much you. As enticed me yet. Yeah, I mean, like, even Skylanders can do more than the Amiibo, I think, currently. So, right now, the Amiibos are good for unlocking DLC, and I still think, I mean, I know a lot of people like the Smash Brothers integration, but to me, it's not that fun. Like, no. if you play with an Amiibo for more than 5 minutes, you're like, okay, kick him out. We don't need him anymore. I mean, it's kind of a challenge, and you know, they can get more challenging like than the level 9 CPUs. So if you want a challenge, yeah, just hook up some Amiibo in there with your friends and do an 8-player Smash. You know, go nuts. But I don't know. It's just not as compelling yet.
Yeah. What about you, James? Because I just realized we kind of trailed off from the topic at hand about the NES SNES demo. Sorry. It's just, oh, these Amiibos.
Yeah.
No, I only had the Mario Amiibo because it came with the Smash Review.
Uh-huh. That's right.
I think I mentioned it in the Smash Review is, like you guys are saying, like it's not enough really to entice me to pay $12, $13 bucks. Uh-huh. Like, even the quality ones, like I think Skylander are better quality than Nintendo Amiibos. That's sad to say, but
yeah.
I know. And I guess that's a feeling I guess someone commented on our website about the cards is like the whole point of the Amiibos really for people is to collect them.
But
like,
yeah, exactly.
Like you don't want to collect cards. Well, people still collect cards, but they're not.
They like, don't look as cool as the figurines kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's why people want it. It's like, not only do I have like this little interface thing, but hey, it looks really cool when I have them all lined up on my shelf.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of see the cards as, I was telling James as Tristan, but, I see the cards as kind of like the new device they're going to have for Amiibo for the old 3DSs. It's a way for them to, you know, they already released Amiibo. They're like, hey, they want you to buy the figurines, right?
Well, if they release them, because, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if they want us to buy them if there's not enough coming out.
Yeah, obviously the supply could be better, but they want you to buy the figurines. But if you don't want to, they're giving you an alternative option where you could still unlock the content that the Amiibos give you. So yeah. I think it's cool in that regard. Same thing with the Amiibo little platform they're supposed to come out with for the regular 3DS.
Yeah, I saw that.
Again, it's like, hey, we want you to buy the new 3DS because it has the Amiibo built in, but you know we are going to come out with a separate device so people can use it on the old system. So,
and I totally like that. I totally dig that they do that, that they're at least looking up not for like, oh, sorry, this is exclusive only.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if someone said the same thing about titles, you know, like, well, Xenoblade is like a new Nintendo 3DS exclusive. Well, it's kind of like, well, it kind of needs to be. And like, the regular ones can't handle it. So like there are some like lines where Nintendo's like, look, we can only do so much with what we're given.
Yeah. So, and you know, I honestly think we're not going to see a whole lot of exclusive new 3DS games. And Matt would disagree with me. He thinks the new 3DS is going to be around for 3 years, but
which is funny because I think he still says that he has no interest at all in getting one.
Yeah. But I think it's still an in-between system. You know, the C-Stick, there's several factors where, you know, it leads me to believe it's an in-between system. And they've only announced one exclusive title. There may be one other exclusive one in Japan they announced. But it's not a whole lot. And they did the exact same thing with the DSi. There was stuff on the DSi that could only be on the DSi. And it wasn't, you know, I mean, it was really just a decision because the DSi was the first one to kind of have the 3DS type of an interface to it. And it had like downloadable, you know, eShop type games and stuff like that. So I think that's why it was more exclusive rather than processing power of the DSi. But
right.
Anyways.
I'll still be picking one up, though. I mean, yeah. I am the mindless sheep. Bah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the day when the system transfer process is a bit better. I think a lot of people exaggerate it because they're like, oh, it should be just like when I get a new iPhone, it just syncs everything.
Yeah, like a cloud system or something like that, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's great. That would be awesome. But still, the system transfer for me was better the route they currently have it than if I was to re-download everything or sync it up.
Right.
Granted, I could if I was able to sync it onto my local computer, then I'm not worried about bandwidth and re-downloading 16 gigs of games and all that stuff. But anyways, I still think the current process isn't that bad. There are a few hoops you have to jump through, but it will be nice when they get a full account system going.
Oh, totally. Anything else from the investor meeting, James? Or anything else that like really stood out aside from the use Amiibos to get demos that you can already probably get access to?
Yeah.
There was an interesting Amiibo, because he spent a lot of time on Amiibo. But there was some interesting like sales figures or figures in general of Amiibo.
I see what you did there. I'll just show myself.
According to one chart, the shipment breakdown for the world, 63% of Amiibo shipments went to North America, U.S. and Canada.
Wow.
And it breaks down 23% Japan, 11% Europe, 3% Australia. But what is interesting, and I don't know if I believe this, is that only 63% have been sold. Except for Australia. Australia has seen a 70% sell-through rate.
Interesting.
So I didn't know there was that many Amiibos out there. Or is it just Amiibos that people want aren't out there?
I think the ones that people want aren't out there. Like Rosalina, Luma, and Lucario are like insanely in high demand. It's just insane.
Yeah, because when I was at Target picking up the new 3DS, they had lots of Amiibo there. But it was kind of the standard ones. They had like some Pikachu, some Marios, some Peaches, you know. I didn't see any Lucario or Rosalina.
You sound like an old man talking about it. It's like, they had the Pikachus and the Lynx.
Yeah, and D-D-D guy. And,
and Gorilla Kong.
Yeah. Yeah. They had all that new fandangled stuff. No.
And let's pretend you guys haven't seen this yet, but what do you think is the most popular Amiibo?
Probably right now, Rosalina and Luma are pretty up there.
Well, let me rephrase that. The most sold popular one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Most sold.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
Because,
like, what is the most sold Amiibo out there, I guess?
Yeah, that's good. Well, they did have some stats on that, right? Which one sold the most? It was Link, right?
Link in Australia was Mario.
Huh. Oh, wow. Oh, I guess that makes sense. The most popular ones also are the ones they have probably the most in stock.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, and Link, I mean, you mentioned being a little disappointed with the build quality. I'm a little disappointed with Link because when you display him, if he's not on like a high perch, you can't see him. Like, you can't see his face or anything. He's like staring down like this. That's a problem with several of the amiibo. You have to be like at eye level in order to see all of their detail. So it's kind of a bummer for display, but
it's like, at that rate, if you're looking for a good figurine, go somewhere online where they actually specialize in like Zelda figurines kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and like from what I've seen from the Skull Kid figurine that came with the limited edition Majora's Mask, that's actually pretty decent quality. For what you pay for it. I mean, you spend, what was it, $50, and you get the game and the figurine. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's basically a $10 figurine. So, and people were comparing it almost to the quality of the first four figure Skull Kid. Obviously, that one's a lot bigger and way more detailed, but
right.
They still mentioned, hey, for $10, it's a great looking Skull Kid.
How long do you think that Nintendo can keep up this amiibo craze that they have going? Like, there's going to be a point where they're going to be releasing things that people, that like hardcore Nintendo fans may enjoy, like some obscure player I can't think of right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Like with the mass majority, would they be buying them in groves like they are now, would be the question.
I feel like the only way that they could keep it going is to keep the experience fresh rather than something that's just simple as, oh, I put on my Mario amiibo, now my character has a Mario skin or something like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
actually really giving incentive to go pick it up. But then again, at the same time, why not offer it as DLC kind of thing like that? Mm-hmm. Kind of like, let's say if I use this specific amiibo, I unlock an extra 4 hours of this part of the game. It's like, well, then now I have to actually go out and probably get this amiibo that may or may not even be at the store, rather than just going online and paying for a DLC. Like, I kind of don't really see the amiibos lasting that much longer after the Smash Brothers, after they get all the characters out. Unless they can find some way to keep the experience fresh and really incentivize us to go out and get one.
I think I 100% agree with you. Like, for example, even Smash Brothers, they release amiibos that weren't characters in Smash. But if you use the amiibo, they became DLC and extra characters in Smash. I would buy up all those amiibos just to have them.
Yeah, like that.
Yep. Yeah, Mewtwo amiibo to get the Mewtwo DLC. You know,
exactly.
Even though if you register, you already got the DLC on your way. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and most people, but I could see like in the future, then
totally.
The Mewtwo, you know, amiibo, and then they get the DLC that way.
Or a sick Rayman amiibo that, you know, doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that video, by the way, the guy of how he made it? How he made, like, it look like Rayman was a playable character? It's really impressive. I highly recommend checking it out. It was pretty, yeah, just overall impressive and just really cool how he was able to, like, so yeah, I did all the After Effects. Here's how I made it look so real and, like, it was actually a thing. So, that's too exciting.
Yeah, the tools are, it's so accessible now. People can make some pretty convincing spoofs now. So
I want to learn After Effects so I can throw us in Smash Brothers in the roster.
There you go. I like it.
That was my amiibo, and Nintendo should allow you to make a custom me amiibo.
Yeah.
Like, you send in a picture of yourself.
And that would actually, or your me data.
Design it or whatever and send it back.
Yeah.
Be cool. I mean, like, if they had like a Mii fighter of me, because I was like playing as the brawler as my Mii fighter. It's like, send your Mii data, and then they have your Mii in like the little fighter pose or whatever, or even like choose the pose you want or something. Like, because in like one of the victory ones, you can have one where you're like your legs extended, kicking the air or something.
Yeah, they need a way of charging like $25-$30 of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and that would be cool to pick up. That would be actually something really neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be interesting. If they can automate the process, like if they have like 3D printing doing a lot of it, they could probably do it fairly cheap, because a lot of them would be one-off. I mean, you know, they're not going to be mass producing you know, 500 of us, you know.
Or would they?
Or
yeah, maybe really.
They would. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I want an army of Tristan Mees.
Yes, yeah. And all the different poses and shooter form, gunner, or swordsman and brawler, all of them. Yeah, it'll be interesting. One thing I think they can use Amiibo really well in is Pokemon, but they would have to do it. It'd be very hard for them to do it just because, you know, I think I've mentioned this before, Pokemon evolve. So if you had like a, you know, Squirtle Amiibo, you know, what are you going to do? If Squirtle evolves to Wartortle and Blastoise,
it's not like your Amiibo evolves with it.
Yeah, it's not going to dynamically change. Or do they have dynamically changing Amiibos in the future? I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, they could solve it with, like, I think Skylanders, they had that trap for Trap Team. Mm-hmm. And you can trap any monster, any of the bad guys inside the little trap NFC figure. So you could potentially have, like, a Pokeball, and then you could have, you know, whatever Pokemon in there. But I don't know. It would be kind of cool if it was, like, the figurine of... you know, I don't know, one of the legendary Pokemon or Mega Charizard, and you know, could play between like a 3DS Pokemon and then also put it on the Wii U, and you have like a new Pokemon Stadium game. Pokemon Stadium with Amiibo seems like it'd be really cool, but we'll see.
One day.
Yeah, I don't know where they go with Amiibo next because.
What can you do with it?
Well, yeah, one thing that was kind of concerning. In the last Nintendo Direct, do you remember they're coming out with the Mario Amiibo, right?
Yeah, like the gold and silver one or whatever?
Well, the gold and silver one, but they have a different base. So, like, all of the Amiibo so far are Smash Brothers ones, right? And if you look at the base, it has, like, the Smash emblem on it. So these new Amiibo, they have, like, Mario Bowser that are going to be introduced to the Mario Party. They're just, like, they'll probably have, like, a mushroom or something. So it sounds like they're going to have like franchise-specific amiibo. And the weird thing was, they're like, hey, you can use the Bowser amiibo or the Mario amiibo from Smash Brothers in Mario Party, but you have to delete the data from the Smash Brothers games in order to play it on there. So I was like, well, that kind of stinks because you're basically then tied to only one game per figure. And I don't know, it starts to break down for me at that point. Because it's like, oh, if I have like a level 50 amiibo from Smash Brothers.
Now it's gone.
And I want to use them in Mario Party, you know, oh, deletes everything, you know. I don't know, the fact that there isn't much storage capability on the current amiibo, it just limits their longevity to me. But anyways.
It's basically, I guess, one agreement that we're not super fans of Amiibo.
And we're not seeing the longevity with it at all.
Yeah. I'm sure, I mean, they're making money from it, and that's great. But
more power to them.
We'll see where they go with it from here.
Yeah.
Any other final thoughts?
Like in general or on the Amiibo?
In general. I got a lot more to talk about, but we're pushing on time.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
About anything about life.
Why do fools fall in love?
You know, I realized I talked about the new 3DS, but I didn't actually show it off on here, but I don't know if people want to see it or not.
I want to see it.
Okay.
Forget what they want. We want to see it.
All right, I'll be right back. Discuss amongst yourselves.
Sick jams. So have you been playing lately, James?
So stuff and things. What have I been playing lately?
As you stroke your non-existent beard, what happened to your glorious beard? It's like this. Yes.
I enjoy it. It's a power. That is a nice beard.
Thank you.
All right. So, I haven't turned it off since I've got it. But here it is.
It's so sleek and pretty, and it doesn't make that clicking noise when you open it like this.
Yeah, it doesn't. It does not do that. So yeah, here I'll open it up in the mic here.
Yeah, I barely heard anything.
I heard something.
It's very smooth. It has three locking angles. There's this one, that one, and then all the way.
I've never opened it like all the way and played like that. I feel like I'm like.
You know. I have seen people that do it, and it's strange to me. But it is very slick. Can you see the 3D? Can you see the 3D?
I can.
Yeah, well, here, crank it up. Is it up to a max?
Let's do max. Can you see it?
I can tell that the 3D is on. What about mine? Spoilers, it's Zelda.
Yeah, the 3D effect is great. Here, let me show some up close of the system here so people can see it.
Ooh, Shantae.
So there's the C-stick and the new colored buttons, ABXY. Yep, this is what my screen looks like.
Sleek.
Yeah, it's very, very, very nice. I like that the gold extends onto the bottom like this. Very, very nice.
Do you not organize your games in folders?
I do. Here, I'll make it bigger so you can see everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I've got like
I've got a bunch of virtual console games and things, but
yeah.
All of my 3DS game or the games that I play a lot, I don't have in folders. If I finish playing a game and I want to organize it, then I throw it into a folder.
Yeah.
But and then here on the back are the new buttons. And you can see the ZL and ZR are actually a lot smaller.
Yeah, they're not that far from the shoulder at all. At first I thought they were closer to the very back or whatever, the very middle.
And they're pretty easy to access, but what you kind of have to do in order to press the L and R buttons now, you kind of have to do it with, you know, the middle, you know, part of your finger instead of the tip of your finger. So the tip has to rest on the ZL, and then you're kind of pushing it in with, you know, the middle of your finger. So it can be a little awkward, but. We'll see how many games take advantage of it. But it's at least nice having some extra buttons, I guess,
for development. Now that got the stupid 3DS XL.
No. Yeah, so, there's an overview of that. But it's pretty slick. The one bummer is you do have to take off the back part of the system in order to put in the microSD. That's kind of bogus. But.
You're right here, folks. It's bogus.
It's bogus. Bogus.
Bogus.
All right. So, what else?
What else?
I'm moving into a new apartment, hopefully soon.
Hey, there you go.
Place of my own. Yeah.
Nice.
Fixing real quick in 60 seconds. Sum up a Majora's Mask on 3DS.
Oh, yes.
Oh, me? Oh, okay.
60 seconds. Go.
Okay. Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask is my absolute favorite Zelda game of all time. The transition into a handheld was absolutely perfect. There were actually some new things that I didn't expect. I couldn't solely rely on everything I memorized in the original N64 port. And that I really like. And overall, my experience is so much fun. I'm on collecting my last few pieces of hearts. But with all that said, I can say this, I am tired of Zelda remakes. It's, you know, they're fun and all, but I mean, I want something new and original. So that's why I'm glad that the next Zelda game is an original title. And I wouldn't mind seeing remakes, but I want to see them maybe 5 or 10 years later rather than now. Hmm. But it's still worth your money because they give you the same game, but a fresh new experience.
Nice.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. I like it.
Yeah, no, like, I absolutely love it. Like, I've never collected all the pieces of heart in this game or any Actually, the only Zelda game I realized, the first Zelda game I ever collected all the heart pieces was the original Zelda.
Nice.
Yeah, but and I just completed the Bomber's Notebook today.
Nice. Yeah.
It was weird because it was like I go to him like, all right, guys, you got any information? They're like, no, you actually did it. I'm like, yay.
Yeah. I'm definitely gonna pick it up. I haven't gotten it yet, but this week I was like, I already bought the new 3DS, so that was a big spend. Granted, yeah. I sold my old 3DS, so that helped.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, I'll just buy one game this week, and that was Kirby for the Wii U. So.
Oh, was it already out?
Well, I did the preload.
Gotcha.
So I already bought it, and it'll actually go live tomorrow night.
Okay. I still need. I'm going to pick up that game later on. Probably after I get like this whole moving process thing taken care of, because that could be sooner now than later.
Yeah. If you guys have seen some of the reviews on it, I mean, most of the reviews are very positive. I know a lot of people on NeoGAF really like Giant Bomb, but I thought they really dropped the ball on their review. At least the quote that I saw on NeoGAF, they basically compared iOS games to Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, and they said, I'll just read you the quote. It's just laughable to me.
I can't, and that's not fair when people like comparing it to other things and all.
Yeah, and it's like, well, just review the game. Why aren't you reviewing the game, you know?
Like the most I would compare this one to, I would compare it to its actual, like, predecessor, you know, Kirby and the Canvas Curse. But mm-hmm. I would only compare it a little bit, because they're still, you know, the gameplay is very similar, but one was clay, or this one's clay, and the other one was just more, well, it was still Kirby.
Yeah, they said, playing Kirby and the Rainbow Curse was a tedious experience from beginning to end, and it lacks the time and place factor of Canvas Curse. If Nintendo was more open to bringing its properties to mobile and tablets, yeah. I could see the game being more appealing as a cheap eShop or iPad title. As a full-fledged $40 Wii U title, however, it only feels like a disappointment. I mean, like, they basically bring up, like, the fact, oh, Nintendo's not publishing their games on mobile platforms. Otherwise, this might have been a good game, you know.
And yeah, that's like, stupid.
How stupid is that?
That is completely asinine.
Yeah. Anyway,
is the game only $40?
Yeah, it's only $40. I mean, it's weird. It's the same as Captain Toad.
Huh. So, I wonder why.
I think it was probably cheaper for them to make, and but I mean, like, if you guys have played Captain Toad, there's a ton of content there. I've probably played more Captain Toad than
I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
It looks like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's one thing. Any update on Yoshi's Woolly World? Did they ever give that a release date yet?
Not yet.
But totally love to do a live stream of that game.
I think they narrowed it down to like quarter one or quarter two or something like that. I think Mario Maker and Yoshi's Woolly World are like the next in line first party wise.
I feel like when I play Yoshi's Woolly World, every bit of my manliness is going to just go away. Like, my beard will just, like, go poof and fall off.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see.
Yay! Well, I guess we can wrap up this KoopaCast. It's been fun.
Yeah.
We talked about things that we don't like for, like, quite a while.
Yeah.
Well, sorry for anyone out there who... Yeah. We dash your hopes and dreams.
Yeah, we're old now. We can complain about stuff.
I still remember when people decided what was better, the Super Nintendo or the Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super Nintendo was better. For the person watching this who loves Amiibo, we just broke their heart.
Yeah.
No, if anyone out there loves their Amiibo and is super passionate about collecting, I mean, more power to you.
Yeah.
For us, we just don't really see the appeal yet. Maybe we will. Who knows? Maybe Nintendo will surprise us
and
come out with something that's like, wow, okay, I kind of want to go pick this up now.
If they release 700 Amiibo for every Pokemon, I might be a little crazy and buy several of those.
Next thing you know, Katie calls us for an intervention, and we go in there, and you're like just crawling through all of them.
Yes.
You're just going, I want to be the very best, you know, like all like intoxicated off of Pokemon Amiibo.
Yes. Dragonite, I choose you. Woo! Put it in there.
He's not real, Jay. He's not real, Justin. He's just not real.
He's real. He's real to me.
Well, anyways, thank you for joining us. Next time, Matt will be back, and I'll be sleeping. I probably won't be sleeping. I'll be playing game.
See everyone.
Until then, everyone, you stay beautiful. Because you already are.